When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
She's a fashion blogger, model, and entrepreneur.
She's amazing.
The latest tips on fashion, beauty, wellness, travel, and her lifestyle. And now, here's the founder and creator of Not Basic Blonde, Olasha.
Hi, loves. Welcome back to Not Basic Blonde's podcast. And today, I will have my solo episode where I will answer some of the questions from previous Q&As and some of the DMs you guys send me all the time. And one of my listeners, huge time fans and best friends, will be asking me questions that you guys ask me. So let's get it started. Hi, Katie. Let's get it started.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. First of all, I just want to say I can't believe how much time has gone by and how much I've been listening to your podcast and following you for all these years, as well as being your friend. So thanks again for always asking me to join in on these fun sessions with you. I definitely have appreciated the last year or so and what has come. You've done nothing but grow. So it's been absolutely amazing. So I'm going to start with my questions and go from there because, you know, there's a lot here, but I think it's only fair. I wanted to say, you know, as we come to the end of the year, what are you looking forward to as we get ready for 2024? And what kind of like end of the year challenges do you have? Like, how do you keep your cool? And just kind of like, what's going on with you, for this last quarter?
So this year I'm trying to implement something different, and it's very interesting because I'm trying to use this time right now to implement my strategies for 2024 already, because I noticed that when you start New Year resolutions, even like at the end of December and beginning of January, you're already kind of like behind the game. And to be on the top of your game and to be ahead of the game, you should start early, start planning now and start implementing your new routine kind of slowly. So in January, when everyone is doing their New Year resolutions, so dry January or whatever, sweaty January, like it was for me. So you're already on the top of the game and you already kind of dived in your new routine and you're ready to go for you accomplish your new goals and conquer bigger dreams. And as far as for me, I had so many projects, but I also had so many setbacks this year and with my family and things that were going on in my personal life. It was definitely a big year for me. And it was, I had so many challenges, and that's why I did accomplish some of the goals that I planned for, but also one of the bigger projects I launched, and I'm still working on so many things as well. And as I've noticed, I mean, as I mentioned on one of my stories previously this week, that I had one of the big projects going on, but the person who was in charge of it passed away. And we had to just kind of cancel everything out and start over. And someone new who came in for her role, they were not aware of so many things. And it really put a project that we put in so much time into, it just set it back. But it did not discourage me. I just took it as experience, and I'm pivoting, working on other projects and doing so many other things. And one of the fun and highlights of this year was I went for the first time This year I went to Paris Fashion Week and Milan Fashion Week. It just always I was going to New York Fashion Weeks and I didn't really had time and kind of did not get opportunity to go to other fashion weeks in Europe, and because I needed more time off to go there, and also with my busy schedule, I never had the chance in the past few years. And finally, this time I did have. So I went to the biggest shows like Jimmy Choo, Swarovski, Philip Plein, some other big brands. So many. But also one of the great things was that, of course, I never thought I will experience that, but for the first time in my life, I seen Eiffel Tower, but I was by myself in such a romantic city. I seen the Eiffel Tower right when I was doing a photo shoot. And as you guys see in the photo shoot on my Instagram, in my red dress and all that. So that was my first time seeing the Eiffel Tower, but I was by myself. But it was fine. It was an incredible experience. Yeah, and the photo shoot came out really nicely. So I was grateful for that.
That is absolutely amazing because you waited this long to finally experience the Europe Fashion Week. And I know that how much that means to you. So it was so wholesome for you to have like waited all this time and finally got to go. It was that much more exciting, I think, because of having to resist for so long. So it was interesting that you experienced it alone. And there's just something to be said about that. Just because you've done this entire career business strategy and everything alone, it's almost like celebrating you with you at the Eiffel Tower made a lot of sense in a way. And it just kind of like made it so interesting and inspiring. I really liked that you finally went there, especially since you were someone that serves that and had for such a long time. So I was excited to see your updates, posts, and photos and videos all around that. I have never experienced it, but a lot of the things I do, I live through you. So it's fun. And everyone has their own unique or individual experience when they do things like that. So that was awesome. I also really liked that you said start now, not wait till January 1st. Why are we waiting till January 1st? What date is that, right? It's like, yeah, we're gearing up for 2024, but taking your advice and just getting stuff in the pipeline now, why wait? Why sit on it and hold out? It's like you can already develop your new routines and just pave the path for yourself like now and not wait. So I know it's been such a crazy year and it's a really sensitive time with the war going on. I noticed in your Q&As you like to avoid politics, which is very classy of you. But having experiencing things like this firsthand, it can't help to affect you. It was just your grandmother's birthday. I think she became like 77, which is crazy. She looks so much younger, especially with everything that she's been through. So, seeing her, celebrating her birthday, having the emotions of like actually getting to celebrate her birthday. And around this time, a while back, we thinking that she was not with us anymore. So tell us just a little bit about, you don't have to talk too heavily about politics, but just kind of your feelings around war now and your grandmother and everything, because that is just such an interesting thing about you that I just can't help to learn a little bit more about.
Yeah, so it was definitely a crazy experience, and it was a miracle because I at that point I never prayed as hard in my life as I prayed at that time. And it was definitely a crazy experience about my grandma surviving, considering that she's bedridden and the house, like her building, was split in half, and she was fine. Nothing happened to her. She was safe. Even though she was in her apartment, she couldn't even escape like everyone else was going to basements, going to bomb shelters and all that. So she just stayed in her bed and she was safe. But it was crazy experience as far as me getting her out of there. It took me months and a half of sleepless nights, and it was so random because I had to find random people on in Telegram chats, on Facebook groups, and everywhere else whoever can save her and just who can, I mean, there were some volunteers, but they would not care about elderly and bedridden people. So they would only care about women and children. So they would not save and go out of their way, go and save someone that is older, like my grandma and that age. They were basically saying, that's fine. They were saying they can die at that age because they're already old. They already lived their life. But how crazy is that? I finally found someone, and this guy, because at that time my city, Mariupol, was heavily bombed, and this guy agreed to do it, but he told me, I will try because I don't know, because before he was trying to save someone, and his car, I mean, the enemies took his car, so he had to walk for 2 days to get somewhere, and they throw him in jail for nothing, so this guy had a lot at that time, so he did not promise me anything, but he said he might be able to do that. So one day, I kept in touch with him, and he said it will cost like around $5,000 for Ukraine. It's a lot of money. And at that time, I kept in touch, but then he would just tell me, yeah, I haven't tried today, I haven't tried today. And one day of the weeks, I'm just messaging him and I'm asking, when are you trying to go there? Are you going there to save them? What's going on? He was like, we're already on the way. We already left the city. We're already 2 hours away. I was like, oh my God, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I got them out. And it was impossible because he had to carry grandma out. They carried her out on a blanket. And they ask all the people around who can help. So from the third floor, there is no elevator. They had to carry her out in a blanket, put her in the car. She has not been outside for 9 months because, like, she was bedridden. The stroke happened to her right before the war. And she has not been in the car. So, and they were starving for 6 weeks. So actually, yes, there were a lot of stuff going on, but we are from, I was born in eastern part of Ukraine where we were Russian speaking. The Ukrainian was like a second language for us. We studied in school as a second language, and it never was the first language for us. So at that time, and I'm not taking any sides, I'm just telling the facts that Russian soldiers actually and provided food for grandma and her boyfriend and some of the neighbors that were left there for 2 weeks. And that's how they kind of survived. But they starved before for 6 weeks and the city was completely shut down. No one could get through. No one could get any food. And they were just basically not eating anything. They were barely surviving. And at that time, so they got grandma out of the city. They went through the whole Ukraine in less than a day that they went through whole Ukraine. So at the Polish border, the guy dropped them off, the one that rescued them at the Polish border. And because that part of Ukraine, western part of Ukraine, is very racist to us, to eastern part. And they never liked us because we're Russian speaking, they're not. They're kind of like half Ukrainian. They speak Ukrainian, but with Polish accent because they're right on the border with Poland. So they're kind of like Polish-Ukrainian mix. And also, so the lady, I was trying to place them at the hotel while the volunteers come and take them through the Polish border because you had to have some connections. You could just go through the border just by yourself like that. The lady, because I booked a hotel, but then she was refusing to put my grandma in the hotel because she's paralyzed. And she was like, she's elderly, she's paralyzed. We can't accept her in our hotel. I was like, why? Because you will just leave her here and that's all. I was like, what do you mean you will leave her here? We have to pick her up. We're going to bring her to US. So it was a crazy story. But my mom had to speak like broken Ukrainian to explain this lady to finally accept grandma. So she would let her stay at the hotel. So finally it happened. And then we found volunteers. They were based in Chicago, but they were that time in Poland, US volunteers. And they took my grandma through the border to Poland, and then they were telling us where should we take her. We had nowhere. I mean, they had no idea that it was, first of all, it would be possible. Second of all, like, we did not have any place to take her. So I just told them to take her to the hospital. So they took her to the hospital. Then my mom and I, flew to Turkey from Turkey. Our flight was delayed. We didn't make it on time. Then we had to make it to Poland. And because we already had grandma's interview scheduled in Germany, because it happened to be that grandma's reunion visa was ready right when the war happened. And so my mom and I flew to, from Turkey to Poland. And from Poland, we're supposed to pick up grandma from the hospital and go to Frankfurt. We did that, and grandma was not in the best condition at that time. And doctors in Poland were telling us, "What are you doing? Where are you taking her?" I was like, "We have no choice. We have to take her. We can't just leave her here. We just put her in the blanket because they had nothing else. We all put her in the blanket and put her in the car." It was so crazy. We had 2 hours to make it to our flight to Frankfurt. We finally we drove, and the taxi driver that helped us and did all this for us, he gave me a little angel, like a little, a little statue of angel. And it was like he was like, "That's your kind of souvenir to help you to get through, So we got through, but then we got on the plane, and European planes are smaller than US, so the actual, aisle is way narrow, like more narrow than here. So we couldn't get grandma through in a wheelchair.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And flight attendant told us, if we're not gonna get her through, we can't fly. My mom and I just pushed her through the aisle in the wheelchair to the seat. So finally we got her in the seat. We got to the Frankfurt. The crazy story happened in Frankfurt. As you know, I got stuck there for like almost a month because USCIS, like the day we flew to Frankfurt, United for Ukraine visa was released by Biden. And at that time, there was no way to bring grandma's boyfriend in. But now, because of this visa, we could actually bring him in. So I applied for a tourist visa and we got denied. This lady, I mean, like, I guess the people that work there, they're heartless. Because I explained her story, I told her all the details, and she didn't care. She did not care. And some guy that was in front of me, he was just coming to US for just seminar or just for some fun. He's like, "I'm just coming for fun." And she let him through. She gave him a visa. And I was asking her for my grandma's boyfriend to get him through. And she was like, "No, it's denied." And I was like, "Seriously, like, you have no heart to do that to somebody when somebody just survived the war." And I was so upset. But then I came home and we came to a hotel. And I was telling my mom, "Let's try this visa, United for Ukraine." And my mom was like, "Well, I don't know, you do it." I was like, "It's totally new, but I have no clue what to do." I just started Googling, filling out the papers. Then I found some lawyer in LA, immigration lawyer, and he told me this visa only takes 3 to 5 days, so you should be good to go. You should be able to receive this visa for, grandma's boyfriend. So we got approved, but it was taking them so long to find to approve the travel document. That's the document you had to have to travel. So it was not, this document was not getting approved in a long time, and I had to spend so many hours with USCIS on the phone. Finally, I did not know what to do, but my friend is an immigration lawyer, and she told me, and I was Googling as well. They told me, try to reach out to your senator. So we reached out to John Ossoff, the senator of Georgia, and they helped us to speed up the process, and they told us to reapply. And then it happened to be that USCIS made a mistake in his date of birth. That's why the visa was not getting approved. So crazy now, finally, after hanging out in Frankfurt and having so much stress there for like a month almost. We made it to US with grandma, and when we were coming from airport, Ubers, we refused to take us, and they were because grandma, we did not have, it was 3 a.m. when we flew in, and we did not have for her the wheelchair accessible van, and we had to just call Uber, just a van so we can get her in. And Ubers were getting canceled. So we found some cars that were standing by, and they offered us, taxi drivers, they offered us help. And instead of taking one car, he said he will, let's take me and my friends. So we took two cars. So these guys, because they drove us home to mom's house, and after, I was trying to pay them, and because it's a new number and something, my Zelle was getting denied because, they put a protection. These guys went so crazy on us. I thought they will start shooting or something. They were like, I'll show you crazy now. I'll show you this. I'll show you. They started spreading me. I was like, oh my God, like, are you serious? That was so crazy what we went through. And I was like, of course you're gonna pay. It's not a problem. The bank is just being safe. That's why it's happening. They were almost like pulled out the gun. And Atlanta is not safe at all. So that was a crazy story. And it's
Oh
just
my
like a
God.
part of the story. It's not even in all details. If I would
Sure.
go into details, we would be here all day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I have chills right now because it's amazing y'all made it and got through it. I mean, that is probably one of the craziest experiences you'll ever have in your life. And as your grandmother went through it, like disabled and challenged in so many ways. She's so lucky to have you guys on her side and for you to go through all of those obstacles for her and for family is so beautiful. And I don't even know if everyone could have had the strength to take that chance, honestly. And then just thinking about your encounters on the way that you remembered, like the angel that the taxi cab tribe gave you, the good, the bad. I mean, definitely something you'll be recovering from probably for most of your life. It's both traumatizing and just like completely out there. Wow. I know you could definitely do a whole nother show surrounding that alone, but for now, just thinking about again, just like moving through to end of year, I was just gonna ask one more of my own questions and then just do like a few with your other followers so that they have a chance to ask a few things. And as far as podcasts go, you get to interview so many different types of people. Entrepreneurs, business owners on different topics like dating advice, relationships, health, business. I was just curious. I know it's probably really hard to answer this question, but I mean, who do you have the most fun talking to? Like, in what topics or, what kind of people? If you can't answer, fine. Just anything that stands out. I know for me personally, I couldn't pick out a favorite podcast because they were all just so different from one another, which I love. So, are there any that kind of you had a little more fun with than others?
So I try to have like variety of topics, and most of them are entrepreneurship, but I also have some dating advice and all that. Of course, dating episodes always get a lot of attention too, and money episodes get a lot of attention. How to make money or how to established business, how to grow your brand. So those get a lot of attention. But actually, I've been noticing that every episode has something unique to it, so it's always something fun. And I'm thinking also to kind of have a special part of the show where I will have uncensored content, where I would have completely open and very open-minded content. And it's just, I'm still in works for that, but I know so many people would be interested in that because I try to keep everything proper and nice, and you know, and sometimes people like to hear crazy stories. So that would be probably a special part of the show that I'm trying to implement in New Year.
I love it. I think you're just trying to be real and more real than ever. You already project that. And I think something like that would just add to your realness, you know, your whole authentic self. And I think it'd be really fun to listen to. People who listen to it are going to have to just be ready, you know, for whatever happens. I love it. It's a great idea. Speaking of that, one of your guests asked, what's the best way to attract celebrities as clients for your business?
Yeah, so as far as this question, how to attract celebrities or as your clients for your business, I would say that try to attend their events and their parties and fundraisers and different restaurants where they might be hanging out. And always don't even hesitate to reach out, because so many celebrities have their team, or sometimes they even respond themselves, and they wouldn't mind if you provide them great offer that will benefit them. They will not mind to use your services, because I always get people reaching out to me, and I always give someone a chance if they're really asking me and if they're providing me something that I'm looking for, something that aligns with my brand or my purpose or something that I'm doing. I always like happy to experience new services and happy to give someone new brand a chance.
For sure. You don't even look at it like that celebrity, you know, category. You're just like, if the individual is there, it calls to me and my, you know, fans and followers, I'm there. So I love that. I also love that you have like just a open tray of like, ask me any questions every week. That is pretty unique. And it's like, how does that not get old or intimidating to you? You know, how are you always like able to filter through these questions weekly? And also, you know, did the compliments ever get overused? I know I see a lot of people like making so many comments on like your beauty, and I know that can sometimes be a lot. I mean, you seem to take it all in, like you value every little, you know, compliment you receive, which is beautiful. But, you know, how do you filter through those sometimes and not like let it get to you?
Well, yeah, there are so many mean people on the internet, but as you being in the industry, I've been in this industry for a long time now. So that's kind of, you get used to it, not to take it personally. I mean, it's hard not to take it personally. One of my friends recently got attacked by crazy comments on her channel, and she really got stressed out over it. But you have to take it as, okay, these people are my fans too, and they're actually looking into my profile. They're actually taking their time of their day to go and comment something. They must be feeling really bad. So I just tell them, I hope you feel better. And I wish them luck and I wish them a great day, because I mean, I just had a random text one time on my phone that somebody texted me and said, I saw you somewhere and such and such. And I was like, how do you even know me, and how miserable you might be to even find my number, first of all. Second of all, text me and say something like that. I mean, people must be miserable in their lives. So happy people don't have time for this negative stuff. So it's definitely someone who is really hurt inside, or someone that is really going through something bad. So I just feel sorry for those people, and I just wish them well, and their fans too.
So true. I feel like for every 25 people that love you, like a bunch are just hating themselves and taking it out on you. And easy targets are people who put themselves out there like you. And so that can be challenging. But I think the way you react to things really kind of creates who you are as a person. So you responding that way just says a lot about you. But well, I know we're running short on time. There's always so many questions to ask. There always will be. But do you have any holiday plans?
So as far as my holiday plans, as you know, I don't plan. Everything is always happens last minute. And as far as holidays, I do celebrate Christmas, but main holiday for me is New Year. And because of my culture, and that's how I grew up, New Year is like huge. But Christmas for us, Orthodox Christmas, is on January 7th. And that's what our main Christmas. And also, just for you guys, letting you know that 2024, by all the astrological predictions, is supposed to be very abundant and very the year of new opportunities and the year where even like the biggest goals can be accomplished and biggest dreams can be accomplished. So it's the year of you got this, you can, like you can do anything you put your mind into. So 2024 is a really big year. So don't. And also, I wanted to say that don't dream less. Sometimes we want something and we are thinking, okay, I'll maybe dream about this because that might be too big, but this might be a little bit less, but it's still good enough. No, because you will accomplish the thing that is a little bit not as big, but good enough, but you will not be happy and satisfied with it. So if you're dreaming big, like just dream big. Because you can accomplish it. And my always go to is if you can dream it, you can do it. Otherwise, that dream would not even come up in your mind.
Oh my gosh, what a positive way to conclude today's episode. I am just like totally inspired right now and looking forward to what's to come. So I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Oya.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so glad you joined me today. Yeah, thank you so much for your time. And I hope we covered everything today. I don't do solo episodes lately as much. It's like mostly only interviews, but I know you guys love this as much as you love interview episodes. So I will try to implement more solo episodes. And you can always provide me your feedback. You can always ask me questions, and I can cover them in some of the podcast episodes. So always to hear any feedback from you guys. That was all for today, guys. I hope you really enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Not Basic Blonde podcast is available on all the major platforms with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. To support the show, tag NBB podcast on your Instagram stories and check out more behind the scenes on Instagram as well at notbasicblonde_ or NBB podcast. And if you haven't, subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.